Burkina Faso's government said Tuesday it had killed dozens of so-called terrorists and arrested hundreds of suspects in joint operations along its borders with neighboring Ivory Coast and Ghana last week. The country's security minister says from November 21st to 27th, a total of almost 6,000 soldiers from four countries were deployed against jihadists. In Burkina itself, the minister says five so-called terrorist bases were destroyed, and, quote, around 30 terrorists neutralized in clashes near the border with Ivory Coast. Jihadist attacks have grown increasingly regular and deadly in Burkina Faso since 2015. At least nine officers and around 10 civilians were killed November 21st in an attack blamed on jihadists. A week before, at least 57 people, 53 of them in the military, were killed in an attack on a police post in the West African country's north. And Chile's parliament on Tuesday postponed a vote on a long-awaited bill to legalize same-sex marriage and shelved another to decriminalize abortion. In a frustrating day for activists, the bill on gay marriage was sent back to legislators to iron out disagreements on the day many had hoped it would finally be passed. And in a separate process, a bill that would allow elective abortion within 14 weeks of pregnancy was put on hold pending a further reworking of text, effectively archiving it for a year. Once adopted, the marriage law will see Chile join only a handful of countries in majority Catholic Latin America where same-sex couples can legally tie the knot after Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina, and also in 14 of Mexico's 32 states. In Latin America, abortion is legal only in Uruguay, Cuba, Argentina since January, and Guyana, as well as in Mexico City and three Mexican states. It's banned in El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti.